This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, we got a lot to talk about. Apparently, Google AI, artificial intelligence, can predict when we're going to die with 95% accuracy. I think the headline is a little misleading. As far as I'm concerned, I don't want Google all up in my business. I don't even think I want to know. I mean, unless I get a final date with Michael Fassbender, I don't really think I want to know. But we'll tell you what's going on with that. Apparently, Disney is warning that if you go see Incredibles 2 and you are at seizure risk, there may be a risk of seizures. A lot of strobe lights is seen throughout the film. We're going to talk about that. Then, a U.S. serial sperm donor has been banned from donating in Israel. We'll talk about what's going on and why Israel does not want his sperm. They say over 300,000 homes on the U.S. coast could flood every 2 weeks in the next few decades. We'll talk about what's going on with that. CVS has introduced a prescription drug delivery system, right? As they want to stay ahead of Amazon. I kind of love this whole competition thing. Everybody's trying to, you know, beat out everybody else with faster service, and maybe customer service is coming back because we could just go to one computer or one online store to something else. So we'll talk about what's happening with our prescription drugs. Then this is blows my mind. There's a university student who was awarded $265,000 because his girlfriend deleted an email awarding him a scholarship so he can never collect. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So apparently he is an up-and-coming clarinetist. I guess that's what you call somebody who plays clarinet or clarifies things. And he nearly lost the biggest opportunity of his career because a former girlfriend deleted an email he received with an offer of a much-sought-after scholarship. Eric Abramovitz was a student at McGill University in December 2013, and he applied to attend the Colburn Conservatory in Los Angeles. Apparently, that's like a real big deal. He wanted to study with Yehuda Gilad, a clarinet professor who was named in the suit as one of the best clarinet teachers in the world. And there were just two spots for students in the program, according to the lawsuit. And Abramovitz landed one. After a long audition process, he had performed live for Colburn for Gilad and was told that he would find out if he was accepted within several months. He was accepted with a full scholarship, but his girlfriend at the time was a little manipulative. She didn't want him leaving. Her name was Jennifer Lee, also a student at McGill. She intercepted the email in his inbox, posed as Abramovitz, declined the offer, telling Colburn Admissions that Abramovitz would be elsewhere. Then she deleted the acceptance email. Then Lee, the girlfriend, sent an email to Abramovitz claiming to be from Gilad. She created a false email address called GiladYehuda09@gmail.com and sent the email telling him that he had been rejected at Colburn. So instead, he accepted a position studying with his at the University of Southern California. And he only got a scholarship of $5,000 per year. And Abramovitz, I guess, would have to decline that offer because tuition was high. So anyway, this woman was a real manipulative piece of work. So he stayed at Montreal, finished his music degree with his girlfriend, They finally broke up September 2014. And then he sued Lee for damages, including loss of educational opportunity, delay in the exercise of his profession. I'm not sure how we found out. They don't say how we found out. Maybe during the breakup, she said, guess what I did to you? So he was awarded $350,000 in Canadian dollars, which is about $265 in U.S. And he was also received $50,000 for his girlfriend's despicable interference. Very despicable. So, are you guys pretty adept at screwing around with your lover's emails? And are you, on the other hand, aware that somebody could be messing with your emails? Now, me and my husband, we have access to each other's emails on our phone. I don't know if he has access to mine. I tell him he can. I gave him my password. But I have access to his because he ignores emails. So I could go, oh, your father sent you this, or this came over, or this came over, or we got this, you know, past due. So I like getting my husband's emails. If he wants to have a private email account separate, he could do it. He could do a Gmail. I don't give a damn. But his main email I have access to so that at least I know if something is getting, you know, missed or blown off. But with that holds inherent power. I could delete an email from an ex-girlfriend. Hi, Corey. Remember me? I'm Barbie. I would be like, delete. Actually, I wouldn't, because trust is a big issue. I would go up to my husband and say, who's Barbie? And, I don't even want to hear about it. Just, you know, get rid of the witch type of thing. Okay? But that's scary stuff. You know, I watch my email very intently because in the media, things come up very quickly. And so if you ignore something, then it's a lost opportunity or you're looked at as rude, etc. But another thing that does is it allows me to make sure that nobody's messing with my email. Because people do have access. Work has access to your email. People have access to your email. So it could happen. The only problem is that's what's been spurring this whole, you know, internet addiction and smartphone addiction where you can't let go of your smartphone. Because when you have to have access to your email such as this, that stinks. You can be pretty paranoid. You guys become pretty paranoid. So good for this kid for getting the money. I am dying to find out how he found out. But this woman, she needs to go to jail. That's some bad stuff. And I'm surprised all he got was in American dollars, $265,000. Should have gotten more. 1-877, Doc Dolly. The basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, Google has developed an artificial intelligence algorithm that can predict when we're going to die with up to 95% accuracy, according to the tech giant's researchers. The research, according to Fox News, tackles a range of clinical issues among hospital patients and was recently published in the journal Nature. Google applied artificial intelligence to a vast amount of data from more than 216,000 adult patients hospitalized for at least 24 hours, each in two medical centers. Then they looked at data from electronic health records. And they said they were interested in understanding whether deep learning could produce valid predictions across a wide range of clinical problems and outcomes. We therefore selected outcomes from divergent domains. This is where they get boring and we start to go, including an important clinical outcome, death, a standard measure of quality of care, readmission, a measure of resource utilization, boy, they're making this boring, and a measure of understanding of a patient's problem, diagnoses. So what they did is they looked at length of stay, diagnoses, readmissions, and they came up with an algorithm based on what your mortality would be, your hospital readmission, what it would be if you had a prolonged hospital stay, or your discharge diagnosis. And apparently, their method proved more accurate than previously published models. The AI was 95% accurate in predicting patient mortality based on data from UCSF, San Francisco Health System, and 93% accurate using data from the University of Chicago Medicine System. So apparently this has been more accurate. Other systems had been weaker, obviously. And I guess this Google research is important because people want artificial intelligence to do more than it's doing. And they also want artificial intelligence to do things that humans are too afraid to do. You know, many of you will ask your doctor, how long do I got? And the doctor does not like to give that answer. I was asked that once, and I gave the wrong answer. I was a medical student, a very young medical student, and somebody asked me. So I said 6 months, because that's what I remember from TV. You have 6 months to live. She died the next day. And I felt really, really bad. I felt I didn't know what to answer. I didn't know what to say. We hadn't been trained on that yet. And I should have said, I don't know. And I think I did. But she wanted an answer, so I said 6 months. Everybody made me feel better, saying, don't worry about it, that was good. You know, because if you would have said she's dying tomorrow, she would have been scared. But part of me is like, I should have, I mean, I didn't really know. And I was surprised that she died. You know, it was one of those things where I was a really, really young medical student. So when I got older, I noticed people didn't ask that. And when they started to circle, well, am I going to die? Am I terminal? Instead, I would refocus on the positive. Say, look, we're tackling this. We're not going to say you have 3 months or 6 months or whatever. We're going to tackle this. Now, very rarely did any of my patients become terminal, where the cancer had spread and we decided not to do treatment. So I was very fortunate in that respect. But people want to know that. And since a lot of medical providers don't want to have that talk, then maybe these AI programs will help. And I guess there was a case where a woman had breast cancer. They used this algorithm. She died within a certain period of time. They were like, you see, our AI works. So, you know, computers are now really taking over. And the only reason why they haven't taken over more than they have is because of humans. We don't want that to happen. At the same time, we do. You know, like these robot-assisted surgeries. Somebody just had a robot-assisted eye surgery. Hold on, let me pull it up. My surgery was done by a robot, the Da Vinci. I was kind of freaked out about it. I was like, I mean, it's got all these arms and, you know, is it going to smack me upside the head? Like, apparently, one of its predecessors did. And the doctor loved it. The medical students loved it. I loved it. I hardly had any pain. I only needed one pain pill. I hardly had any pain from the surgery. So we humans want it, but then we don't want it. So what we're doing is we're trying to back off on computer technology and robotic progression. At the same time, though, we're fueling it. So researchers at the University of Oxford have completed the first successful trial of a robot-assisted retinal surgery. Now, why is that a big deal? Well, the retina is deep, deep, deep in the eye. That retina is the back lining of the eye. And that's where the light hits the cone and rod cells and the signals get transmitted to the optic nerve. Anything happens to that retina, you're blind in that eye. And robots are now assisting in surgery on the retina. Now, some of you are like, wait a second, the retina's kind of small. I mean, how big is this robot? Well, these robots could have little micro you know, tiny. You know how R2-D2 has that little thing that comes out, and then it could come out smaller and smaller to be like a key? That's why these robots do it. So this trial was supported by the National Institute of Health Research, Oxford Biomedical Research Center, better known as NEHRA-BRCA, at Oxford's John Radcliffe Hospital. And it involved 12 patients, and half were randomly allocated robot-assisted surgery. The other half had standard manual surgery. And this was to remove a membrane from the back of the eye. Using the robot, the surgeon was able to perform the procedure with equal or better efficacy than the traditional manual approach. Then in the second phase of the trial, the team used the robot to insert a fine needle under the retina to dissolve blood in three patients who had age-related macular degeneration. All experienced an improvement in their vision as a result. Now, a lot of you guys are getting the heebie-jeebies. Me too. I have crossed my legs, crossed my arms, and the hair on the back of my neck is standing up straight, thinking that a needle was stuck under the retina by a robot. But, maybe these robots are going to be more accurate, which is what we're presuming, because humans can have a tremor. You know, humans can have weakness. Humans can be distracted. Their cell phone on their buckle could go off. Now, personally, if I was in surgery, I would remove the cell phone. You know, but a variety of things could happen. So they say this is a huge leap forward for delicate and technically difficult surgery, which in time should significantly improve the quality and safety of this kind of operation. Our next step is to use the robotic surgical device for precise and minimally traumatic delivery of a gene therapy to the retina. This is also going to be another first-in-man achievement and set to commence in early 2019. So the surgery involved the dissection of the epiretinal membrane and inner limiting membrane over the macula. Now, the macula is the central region of the retina, and that's responsible for our fine visual acuity. Now, there's a lot of other things they did that they'll go into, but the point I want to make with this is we're at a point where there's nothing robots can't do. If a robot can insert gene therapy into a retina, which is what they're planning on doing, then a robot can later do our pap smears. A robot can later do our rectal exams. Are you guys going to want that? Some will say, yeah, now I don't have to have the embarrassment. Just let the robot go in there. Others will say, no. But we're at the point now where if a robot can work on such a delicate membrane as the eye retina and the macula, which is even smaller, it's a little small focal point on the retina, we then have the accuracy of and the ability of these robots doing some of the finest, most minute movements necessary for surgery. And if that's the case, we may not need a lot of humans. We may not need a lot of surgeons. We may not need as many expensive medical schools. As a human who is a doctor, I find that a little disturbing because I like to keep my job. But a lot of our fields, no field is safe. A lot of our fields are going to be taken over or consumed by technology. And you as a human are going to have to be trusting and letting your life be in the hands of a robot. Doctors may actually like it because then they're sued less. Well, I didn't do the surgery, the robot did. Yeah, well, you're the one that ordered the robot. Now, usually robots are robotic-assisted, meaning the humans are there in the room. But after a few more lawsuits, humans may be like, you know what? I'm out of here. Just sue the robot. My guess is the robot would still win in court. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALLY. Don't go away.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The watchdog report on the Hillary Clinton email investigation getting more scrutiny in Congress today as the Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz is before the House Judiciary Committee. However, the ranking Democrat on that committee, Elijah Cummings of Maryland, used his opening remarks not to discuss the IG's report, but to slam the Trump administration's so-called zero-tolerance policy, which is separating illegal immigrant parents and their children at the Mexican border. Cummings asking Republicans to tell President Trump
that we will not keep kids in child internment camps indefinitely and hidden away from public view. What country is that? This is the United States of America.
House Republicans and President Trump are to meet today to discuss immigration, and this is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe.
We're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dolly, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So I want to compile a list of movies that may unfortunately trigger a seizure. I think there's a lot of you out there that are at risk for seizures. And it unfortunately takes a person getting a seizure at a movie for people to know, oh, well, they got to be careful with that movie. And I got to be honest, I've been watching some movies going, you know, gosh, there's a lot of flashy lights. And flashy lights can sometimes, if you are photosensitive, induce a seizure. Well, Disney is now warning people about Incredibles 2. Incredibles are back. I loved this movie. I forget when the movie first came out. What was it, 2006? I forget. And it's this superhero family. And Jed T. Nelson and Holly Hunter. It's very interesting. My boys have seen the new Incredibles. I haven't yet. And my kid said that the mom sounds like a grandma. And her voice, and I go, well, no, her voice was always cracky like that. And, but, you know, he's like, Elastigirl looks all young, but the woman playing her sounds old. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, yeah, that's Holly Hunter, but that's okay. That's, I don't know how old she is, but that's not cool because, you know, your mommy's getting older. Oh, Mom, you sound young. No, I don't. I'm starting to sound old. Anyway, fans have praised the Pixar film. From what we understand, actually, it's been 14 years. So I think it was 2004. People, apparently, it's getting great reviews, so I can't wait to see it. However, there's a health hazard. Flashing lights, strobe lights seen throughout the films has led to concerns for viewers with epilepsy. They say, I haven't seen this mentioned in a lot of places, but the new Incredibles 2 movie is filled with tons of strobe flashing lights that can cause issues for people with epilepsy, migraines, and chronic illness. They say, they didn't want to give any spoiler alerts, but they said there are a lot of flashy lights. And they say that the villain uses bright flashing lights as a weapon of choice. One of the scenes lasts over 90 seconds. With the continuous strobe light, other scenes last anywhere from 5 to 30 seconds. And so she's not calling for a boycott, she said, or to change a movie. It's very well done. And the strobe lights, I guess, are important to the plot, she says. I just wish Disney, Pixar, and theaters alike would issue a warning that the movie contains several scenes with strobe lights. So the Epilepsy Foundation replied to the viral plea on Friday, calling on Disney to issue a warning on all of its channels about the lights featured in Incredibles 2. So if any of you have noticed any movies are really, really flashy, certain flashy lights, let me know. I'd like to, you know, make a list, compile a list to warn people. Unfortunately, for those of us that don't see movies relatively quickly, we don't unfortunately, you know, get the word out. And I think we do need to make movies a little bit more aware. Apparently, Breaking Dawn had a birth scene. And I guess Twilight fans with photosensitive epilepsy had an issue. By the way, apparently ABC News said back in 1997 there was a Pokemon incident where 700 Japanese cartoon viewers were hospitalized having strobe light-induced seizures. And Dr. Dan Lowenstein, director of the University of California San Francisco Epilepsy Center, said there are many, many things that are going to do seizures, and flashy lights are one of the triggers. So apparently, the birth of Edward and Bella's baby, I never saw Breaking Dawn, I need to, right? I guess there was a flashing white light, and those flashes could cause the neurons in the brain to start firing in sync. That might be a deviation from their usual synchronization. And during a seizure, you have abnormal synchronization. And it's abnormal, meaning a sort of synchronicity that you don't usually have. Then it could spread, and that's how you get a seizure. You could die from a seizure. We don't mess with seizures. Are pretty scary. And so apparently in that movie, there was a Twilight fan who fainted during the scene. I really need to see the Twilight movies. Yeah. I think what happened is I saw True Blood, the vampire TV show on HBO, and it was really good, but I got sick of vampires. It started to get old. And so when Breaking Dawn came out, I was like, no, I'm not going to, you know. Anyway. So many things can trigger seizures: fatigue, alcohol, infections, medications, abnormal brain firing. Sometimes math and reading, certain songs or voices could trigger seizures. There was one patient, Dr. Davinsky said, who only had seizures when he heard a particular Rod Stewart song. Now, they say he couldn't remember the name of the song. Probably he didn't want to say because Rod Stewart's team could be upset. And then there was a woman who had seizures in response to Entertainment Tonight, Mary Hart's voice. So a variety of different things can cause seizures. So I think movies should have seizure warnings. I also think movies should have warnings if it's going to be really, really disgusting and gory. We have, you know, rated R, rated PG-13, but there are some things that are just really disturbing, especially to kids. And I just have an issue with Disney movies, not Pixar, but Disney movies, always having a parent die. I think with the exception of Aladdin, a parent dies in almost every Disney film. And I think that's pretty traumatizing to a kid. I just do. And I know we don't want to wussify our kids, but when you go and see a movie, it's supposed to be an escape. And I don't think a dead mom or a dead dad is something that, you know, the kids really need to be entertained with. Speaking of entertaining, a lot of people love this Sperminator guy. There's Ari Nagel. He is a 42-year-old man who has fathered 33 children with 10 more on the way. And he has been banned from donating sperm in the nation of Israel. He had learned of the ban in December when a 43-year-old woman flew him to Asia and the clinic where he tried to donate refused to store his sperm. Apparently, the ban is reportedly due, according to Daily Mail, to a law requiring sperm donors to be anonymous and also limited the number of times a single donor is able to donate. But people are asking Ari Nagel to donate, and they're paying handsomely for this. I don't know why people want his baby so badly. No, he doesn't look like Arnold Schwarzenegger or anything like that. So he's nicknamed the Sperminator. And he's very well known for his frequent donations. And he was told at a clinic that the Israeli Health Ministry has banned the use of his sperm. They say several women had approached clinics in Israel asking for donations from him. And that goes against the laws and regulations on the issue. There is an exception to the law if the donor signs a document with the intended recipient of the sperm donation saying he intends to co-parent the child. I mean, I don't know how I feel about that from an ethical standpoint. You know, women are, you know, fully capable of raising a child by themselves. But I think fathering all these children, and whether they know who you are or not, these children, if they're in a local vicinity, they could even accidentally start to date each other. And I wasn't there a case where two people started dating and then they realized they were half-brothers, half-sisters because it was the same city that somebody 20-some years ago donated sperm? So, maybe there should be limitations. Maybe there should be, you know, disclosure. But I do find that fascinating. A letter sent to one of the women who was storing his sperm read, considering the number of women who Mr. Nagel impregnated with his sperm, it is our position that the claim of an intention to perform true joint parenthood with Mr. Nagel is not sincere or reasonable. And you see, there's a lot of women he's donated sperm to. Some of them are mixed race, some of them are white, some of them are black. And he seems very happy, and these kids are beautiful kids. I don't know. So he's a star now. I would probably, if I wanted sperm, want maybe Michael Fassbender's sperm. That's about it. No one else's. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEMACAM84M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Howard asks about IV Tylenol and its efficacy in controlling pain. I've never given Tylenol or acetaminophen through the IV. It's out there. There is IV acetaminophen. And a recent study has really found it no more effective than oral for certain patients. I guess they tested in colectomy patients, patients who lost part of their colon, had to have surgery on part of their colon. And Mount Sinai, researchers report a first-of-its-kind type of study looking at IV acetaminophen in terms of its pain control, and they found that it's not that big a deal, except its cost is a big deal. The study, published in the July issue of Anesthesiology, found that IV acetaminophen does not meaningfully decrease opioid use after surgery, especially when compared to patients who were given it orally. I believe the cost went up like 300% back in 2014. It was introduced in the United States about 2010. I remember when I was in training, they were talking about it. They were talking about developing something like that, and they thought that it wouldn't work. It might be too caustic on the vessel. They had trouble formulating it. But it was being developed, and in 2010 is when it was introduced in the U.S. We did see a spike in its use, but its price is enormous, much more expensive than other non-opioid alternatives and its counterpart. And this Mount Sinai team looked at 181,000 patients undergoing open colectomy surgery in 602 hospitals across the United States from 2011 to 2016. So this is where they would have to have part of their colon removed, either for colon cancer or a part of their colon died. And the reason why they chose those patients is because they're already having issues taking oral food. If you have part of your bowel removed, they're going to probably be NPO, meaning not receiving oral nutrition and given through TPN or IV or given through other forms. And so, because again, there's an issue with the motility while they're healing. And so it was a good patient group to see if IV acetaminophen would work. And no, not a huge reduction in opioid utilization. Now, the other email I got last week, which I found was interesting, is one of you had asked, I can't pull it up in time, if when we cut back on the Tylenol dosing in these narcotics, did that spur more of the opioid crisis? So what this listener was asking was, when we went from 500 milligrams of acetaminophen or Tylenol in your Lortab or Vicodin and cut it down to 350 or 325, did that cause people to need more narcotics? Now, even though the timing is coincidental, I don't believe so. Most people did not notice a difference with the less Tylenol component. Most people didn't. The narcotic, especially from an addictive standpoint, the narcotic, if that was still the same, whether it was a 5 milligram, 7.5, 10, that was still pretty consistent. But I wouldn't be surprised if for some people they did notice it. You know, not everybody's the same. It's different strokes for different folks. And there could have been two issues. One is, some people did feel the smaller amount of Tylenol, and just that was just enough for them to think, oh, I need a second one. Or B, psychologically, they thought, all right, this is a weaker medicine than what I'm taking. And because it's a weaker medicine, I need to take more. But I do believe that that theory should be tested, even though I really don't think that is one of the main reasons why we have our opioid crisis. Could it have contributed to a small bit? Maybe. If people did panic about the less Tylenol, or if they did feel it. Again, it's so minimal that I would hate to say that, but you know, it, you know, things did kind of happen around the same time. So it does make you wonder. You know, pain isn't going away. And I'm not seeing the attention that needs to be allocated to our people that are really suffering in pain. There was a study that came out talking about how veterans are at higher risk of suicide. We've talked about that many times on the show. And unfortunately, with veterans, a lot of them are plagued by pain. And if they aren't getting the care through the VA system or the easy access or the speedy referrals, or the pain management care they need, they're going to suffer. And I'm not saying this because I want to, you know, pull up heartstrings, but I think the media is going crazy with how we are approaching our pills and our dosings, and it's a great story and it's a great headline, but the underlying theme is people are in pain. And so people will treat their pain. And that comes first. They don't care if you think they're a drug seeker or if they're addicted to a narcotic. They just care about dealing with their pain. You know, now we have in the news gaming disorders and the World Health Organization calling, you know, people who compulsively game and play video games, possibly qualifying for a mental illness and a mental disorder. And, you know, bravo to everybody trying to diagnose and raise awareness for mental disorders. But we're really sweeping things under the rug and not solving the difficult problems. And it's because it is difficult. We can't treat pain effectively. There are some things we could do. We could sever the nerve. We can use some of these medications like gabapentin or Neurontin or Lyrica that may affect the sensitivity of the nerve. So there are some things we could do, but we haven't really solved that. Yay, we have robotic-assisted macular degeneration surgery on the retina. That's wonderful. Bravo. This is awesome. But I watch the news and I see all this, you know, drama, and no one's addressing the real situation. Let's look at an example for what's going on with the immigration issues. And the media now has exploded over kids being separated from their parents. And so now the whole media story is Trump is causing children to be ripped away from their parents, and we're a bad country, and we're bad, and we're evil. And, when are we going to address that we're having all these people with kids coming to the country? To the point that they do get separated. Or some get deported, some don't. All right, we have an influx of people. Why isn't that getting addressed? Why aren't we talking to Mexico? Why aren't we talking to other countries? Why aren't we having more of a streamlined policy? You know, one of the reasons why we had Ellis Island is even though it was on American soil, it was an island. It was separated from mainland, and the only way you could get into our country is by going through Ellis Island. That's on the East Coast, of course. And so there was a way for us to streamline and do a methodical process. And we haven't had a methodical process for many administrations. But the media is making a big deal about kids being separated. When are we going to solve the immigration problem? When are we going to solve the opioid problem? When are we going to solve the obesity problem? One of the major headlines in today's news is how we have hit an all-time low when it comes to smoking. Well, that's wonderful. That's great. But have we solved any issues by that? No. Now we have vaping epidemics. We have obesity epidemics as a result. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR-LEE.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.